The Traveler's Journal, March 27th, mounting Mount Blanc. At 15,771 feet above sea level, the peak of Mount Blanc is literally the high point of Western Europe. Straddling the Alpine border between France and Italy, this majestic white-capped pinnacle has been a magnet for climbers since two locals first scaled it in 1786. In the centuries since, thousands have trekked to the top, including hoop-skirted Victorian women and an aged astronomer who had himself toted up in a sedan chair. Several years ago, an Italian sprinted to the top and back in less than 6 hours. Less technical climbing than a test of endurance, it's still no cakewalk. Over the decades, the Great White One has claimed more than its share of lives, from rockfalls and hidden crevasses to frostbite and altitude-induced aneurysms. Still, each summer the French village of Chamonix crawls with climbers eager to conquer this icon. A gondola and cog-wheel train make the first 4,000 feet easy, rising to a point called the Eagle's Nest. From there, the route skirts a steep scree through the Grand Couloir, a narrow cut where rocky rubble can rocket down at any minute. This is the point that separates sightseers from serious summiteers. From here, it's several hours of sweaty climbing to the Gutscher Hut, the world's longest bunk bed. The final leg starts well before dawn, since the summit's a 6-hour slog up and 8 hours back to catch the last gondola down. The achievement is purely personal. At the top, above all of Europe, the horizons revealed tend to be internal, the borders crossed, those of one's own will. You'll find surprises when you visit us online at travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.